Howdy, new buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 2nd of September, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Dr. Mac. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How about you?
I can't complain.
Yeah, you know, considering
there's a zombie apocalypse going on and stuff. But that too. Yeah, things are okay.
So you are here to talk to us this week about AirTags.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm very curious about this, so let's hear it.
Do you have an AirTag?
I do. Okay. I got one, and I set it all up, and I stuck it on my keys, and that's sort of been the end of it.
Have you lost your keys yet?
I have not.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They work. It's like one of those things where, you know how you used to say about it just works on the Mac or even the iPhone, maybe. And this is one of those things. It just works. You don't really have to do much. And it works really well, I think.
That's great.
I've had other of these devices, and I've had several flavors of them. Mm-hmm. And these are demonstrably better for several reasons.
Okay.
And I have one, of course, because the column's called Rants and Raves. I do have one little rant at the end, but mostly I found AirTags delightful and a good value at $30 each or $4 for $100. Mm-hmm. And I really think they are the better choice if you're going to lose stuff, if you want to find it.
Yes.
I just think you have a better chance with AirTags than with other similar devices. And I think that the fact that your army of detecting devices is so much bigger, because it's really anybody that walks by it with an iDevice and a network connection has located it. They don't know that, but you know, the network does. And so, you know, you go from everybody that's got a certain app on their iPhone and that app happens to be active when you walk by a lost item.
Yes.
That's taking a chance, I think.
There's a lot of if and you know, as long as sorts of things that go on when you're using something else. So
Here's the other thing about something else's. The feature that Apple calls precision finding. So that to me is you know, the fact that it points at the object and tells me how many feet and points an arrow what direction my feet should be going. Even I can't mess that up. I mean, yeah, okay, if you can hear the sound, that's good. But sometimes you can't. And so when you can't, being close and having something that's, you know, warmer, cold, colder. Yeah, you're getting warmer again, warmer. And for me, like when the keys fell behind the couch, that was a very good thing.
Yeah, I bet. I got mine as a gift. I used to have a tile.
Is it engraved?
It is not.
Oh, they engrave them free if you buy it at Apple.
I know. It would be cool. So I did have a tile. I had a tile for a long time and had no issue with it, mostly because the losing of things that was happening, that generally happens to me, is in my house. I don't have to worry about did I lose it, you know, did I leave something on a bus or in a cab or you know, out at a restaurant or anything like that. Like, for the most part, all I was really doing, and this was even, you know, before, most of what I was trying to track was, like, I set something down someplace it shouldn't be, you know, where was that?
Like your keys or your backpack or whatever.
Yeah, it was generally...
Did you use the sound to find that, or did you use the app? Okay.
Well, I used...
You know, the sound is great, but as far as... having better tabs on your lost device, I think AirTags has it all over tiles. You know, if you're leave them at a restaurant, you're at the mercy of another tile user walking by, you know, before your battery dies, I guess.
Yeah. And that was, you know, and that's another piece of it was, it started to feel a little, I don't know, there's a word for it that I'm not coming up with right now, but, it was, well, you know, the battery's low. Oh, the battery's low. Yeah. And if you sign up for our premium program, we'll give you batteries. And then, you know, if you sign up for our premium program, we'll do this, we'll do that. And it just started to feel like it wasn't enough that I had bought the thing and now they wanted me to continue to pay for it. So that was part of why I was sort of glad to see that Apple decided to get into this game. But also, like you were saying, when we were sort of talking about maybe getting some at some point, you know, we had the conversation at my house and it was like, well, why is this better? Because if the Tile app will work on everything, you know, why wouldn't it be better to have the Tile app? Because that runs on Android devices and everything, like it can run on whatever. I'm like, yeah, but it has to have been run recently enough to be active in the active, background, right. And so there's a bunch of things that
there's
go along
far
with
fewer
that.
Of them.
Right.
And the thing about the Apple ecosystem is it's just iDevices, you know, it's like if they're out there with their Bluetooth turned on, mm-hmm. they will sense it and report it to the network. And
the end. There's nothing you have to do to be part of that network is what I'm saying. Like you don't have to set something up. You don't have to worry about something running in the background, any of that stuff. And the other nice thing about it is that, it has no idea anything about the devices or anything. So like if I go look, it doesn't show me, oh, well, you walked by Bob's suitcase and Brian's headphones and Dave's keys and on and on. Like it doesn't do any of that. It's just I don't even think you can see what. And if I'm getting that wrong, by the way, please let me know at observations@macobserver.com. I want to make sure I'm giving people correct information. But as best I can figure, you're not able to go in and see all of that stuff either. So you're just sort of helping people out with, you know, anonymously. Not. Yeah.
Yeah. My only quibble.
Yes.
And I have one quibble. It's that Apple has accessories that I consider ridiculous expensive.
We talked about this when we discussed the watch bands. Yeah.
Yeah. For example, $29 for a rubber loop.
Yeah.
You know, polyurethane loop that, you know, looks like the thing. And it turns out they're almost the same as the things that you would use to make a dog or cat tag mm-hmm. stop jangling.
Yeah.
They sell them at pet stores for $2.
Yep.
And, you know, I found they're called ID tag accessory silencers.
Yeah.
And when I was buying dog food, I saw them and I thought, ooh, look, they're rubber and they're stretchy. That's going to work. And yeah. And then I went on Amazon and typed the magic words, AirTag holders.
Yep.
And there was a metric crap ton of all different kinds, including ones that are made out of both faux and real leather.
Yes.
And believe it or not, none of them cost $299.
Anywhere near the same amount of money.
I mean,
yeah.
I put a picture of the Hermes. That's how you say it, isn't it? Hermes?
Yes. Hermes, yeah.
So Hermes leather AirTag holder for $300. It's about $4 worth of leather, maybe. It's very pretty.
It is.
And I can't believe it's $300. I mean, that's enough to buy, 12? 12 AirTags.
Yeah, you could AirTag like everything of consequence that ever leaves the house with you and still have stuff left over. My experience with mine has been pretty non-eventful because, first of all, I would have to go places regularly enough for me to be able to leave something behind anywhere. But second of all, it's like I put it on, you know, I added it to my phone and set everything up and hooked it to my keys. And that was the end of it. You know, it just works, like you said. So it's sort of it's like the greatest review, but the most boring review at the same time. Like it does all the stuff I wanted to. And I've the most mileage I've gotten out of it is talking to people who go, oh, hey, is that an AirTag on your keys? Yeah, here's how it works. You know,
if I ever travel again, I'm going to buy some more of them and put them in the luggage.
Mm-hmm. That's a good plan, too.
You know, I mean, that's if I ever travel again.
Yeah.
I mean, if traveling ever becomes safe.
Yeah, that means you'd have to get to go somewhere. So, yeah.
Right.
So we're going to dig into this a little bit more. But first, I want to take a second and tell you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is SimpliSafe. Now, SimpliSafe was founded by Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, and they designed their first security system in their kitchen because they had friends who had their home broken into. And what they were looking for was just a security system that's easy to set up and easy to use. And they've now been doing that for more than 15 years. So if you've ever tried to get or set up a security system, I have, and I can tell you, it gets complicated, overwhelming, and expensive really, really fast. So SimpliSafe has a passion for protection, and it shows through in all of their products and all of the features they've added to them. They also have trained experts ready to take your call, whether you're just trying to set up the system or make some adjustments, or if you're having an actual emergency. Now, my listeners can take 20% off a SimpliSafe system and get the first month free when you sign up for an interactive monitoring service. And it only takes a couple minutes to do. I've done it. You can go to simplisafe.com/TDO and customize a system to protect your home and family. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the AirTags themselves. So it's a small disc and it's sort of rounded on both sides. And one side is sort of a plain white and the other side's like metal, like sort of shiny metal. And so it makes sense there's that you want to put it in something.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, there's no way to really hold it to a key. Like it has no like loop or attachment or what do they call a ring? It doesn't have anything like that. It's just a disc.
It's a disc.
It's small enough to fit in my wallet. I put one in my wallet. It makes a little bulge, but, you know, a little better than I think the last one I tried to put in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, you know, it's not natural to put this in your wallet. It's definitely, it looks like I'm carrying a stack of condoms.
Well, it does. There are places that make sort of a holder for one that makes it so you can put it in your wallet. I know, and I'll have a link to this in the show notes. Nomad has a sort of wallet frame for it so that you can put it in, and it's like you're just carrying maybe a stack of business cards instead. it's a cool looking thing. Nomad also has hi Chuck, by the way, who I know over at Nomad. Nomad also has a sunglasses strap or glasses. I think they just call it a glasses strap, but maybe for sunglasses. That has a little spot in the back where you can tuck an AirTag into it. So if you generally have your glasses on a strap and still set them down somewhere and need to be able to figure out where they are, you can do that. That was one of the...
I can just see myself setting it off and having it beep in my ear. Oh, I'm wearing them.
that's also a very Kelly move. That's a thing I would do too. Those are a couple of things that I've seen people do with them that are interesting. I think there are also some Apple TV remote holders that will do the same thing so that you can...
That's a good idea.
Since the Apple remote somehow didn't manage to come with magical Find Me technology.
Why is that? And they're charging more for the new remote?
Yeah, it's just going to have to be one of those questions for the ages, I guess. I've never been able to get an answer from anyone about why that would be. So,
have you ever asked anyone why Hermes bag charms are $300?
I think it's because they're Hermes, and so like that's just how they work.
Is their middle name? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's just how they work. That's all I know. That's all I got for that one. I don't know people who regularly buy anything like that anyway. So Yeah, I'm really not the person to ask about that one in particular. But I did want to point out there are a couple of useful things that I've seen for them in that particular respect.
I'm interested. Send me the information about Nomad and wallet thing, because I'm almost due for a new wallet. This one's got a permanent like indentation now.
Yeah.
That
happens.
That raises questions. Anyway.
That does happen. I mean, it does happen with wallets over time anyway, so it's good to replace that every so often. So yeah.
We'll
figure it out. So
all right.
Yeah, it'll be great. Well,
I'm so glad I talked to you today, Kelly.
I am too. So one of the other things I guess that I wanted to point out, they're like you've talked about, they're super convenient because they're really small and very useful in a lot of ways for all of the reasons that we've talked about. And it makes it very easy to attach them. I think the holder I have for mine is, I think it's from Belkin, and it's just sort of a plain blue plastic ring sort of that snaps around it to keep it in there pretty securely. So I do like that about it, that it seems pretty solidly attached to my keys, which is good. So but they do come in a lot of different shapes,
and sizes and colors.
Yes. So, and I've seen
I ordered six. I don't even have six AirTags, but six AirTag cases that have a polycarbonate cover that mm-hmm. keeps them from getting scratched or you know, dirt on them and stuff.
Yeah.
And a good little hanging tag. It came with six of them in six colors and six little carabiners to hang them off of stuff for $16.
Yeah, you can do pretty well on Amazon with that stuff.
Yeah.
So
I've only had it a day, but so far, I mean, you know, it's not rocket surgery. It's they work, you know, mm-hmm. they're nice. They work. They have nice plastic over it. If you really are concerned about getting it scratched up, look for stuff like that. That's got an actual cover rather than just a edge.
Yeah.
Rubber edge bumper.
Yeah, mine is sort of bumper style.
Mine would get all scratched up if I left it in my pocket with the keys and the scratchy stuff. And
yeah,
so these look like a really good solution. Let's see. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we'll find out. So I look forward to discovering, first of all, what you end up with if you do end up getting one of those wallet frames. And I'm curious to hear what else you end up using your tags for, because it seems like I know people who sort of bought, you know, two or three maybe, you know, or the four pack, and ended up, you know, I bought so many because I thought like I really only need, you know, one or two, but I'll buy four or whatever. And now like I need more of them because I used them all on stuff. I need to continue to add them to things. So
I had a couple sitting here. I put the first two in my wallet and my keys right away. Mm-hmm. And the next two, I was like thinking, what am I going to do with these? And now I've used those and I have about four more things. I'm thinking pretty soon I'll order another four pack. Like as soon as travel becomes possible, I'll want four more because I want at least one for luggage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the glasses thing might be something to think about. And I've got a couple of tools that I keep losing. I'm wondering if
that might be a good option too. So we'll find out. I would like to find out what you all are.
And my sister also. Oh no, you can't use them.
You're
on
gonna
people,
stick an AirTag on your sister.
I was kidding. No, you can't use them on people because they alert the person that there's an AirTag traveling with them.
Which is also very nice.
My wife, I threw one in her car just to see what happened. Mm-hmm. She said, "I got a thing. Did you bug my car?" I said, "Well, yes, but it was for a column, honey."
I'm sure that went over well.
You can have the AirTag now and put it on something you want to, you know, keep track of. But I did want to see if it notified her and if she, you know, got
sort of
freaked out about something traveling with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it worked the way it was supposed to.
All right. Which is good. I mean, that was one of the things that was sort of a concern when they were initially announced. So I'm glad to see that that's exactly what they're doing. So I would like to find out.
An Android user.
Yeah, I want to find out also if any of you are using them for anything interesting.
You can use them for tracking air. That's it. You can use them for tracking people as long as they're Android users. No, I don't know if that's true, and I don't want to encourage anything nefarious. But I wonder if you've got an Android phone and an AirTag travels with you, will it notify you?
I think it does, but I think it's a generic warning, like it's an unknown Bluetooth device or something. And I think you get an alert for it that way. But really? I think so. Yeah. I would like to find out how you all are using them.
I've never had an Android.
You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter by leaving comments in the show notes. I would request that if you have a cool AirTag accessory that you want to make sure Bob knows about, that you include a link to that information so that I can make sure that it gets to him effectively. And that's going to do it for us today. So, Bob, thanks so much for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.